Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Yes. All right, welcome back to Project Independence in You at Senior Talk Radio. We're speaking with Sue Sullivan, who is the owner of the Port Salt Cave in Port Washington. And we've been learning a lot about the benefits of the Salt Cave and actually, you know, how it's created and what it looks like. And now I think we're going to talk a little bit about the clinical aspects, because Sue was just about to get into that before the break.
Yes, I'd like to explain to you, for those of you at home, when you have that picture of the cave, you're asking yourself, okay, so I'm in the cave, how, why, and how does it work as far as health benefits, especially for the respiratory system? Well, salt is, believe it or not, anti-inflammatory. Most people think salt is inflammatory because sometimes you'll eat something like ham or something that has sodium in it and you blow up.
And you bloat it, right.
Exactly. Well, this salt is the pink salt, Himalayan and Polish salt, is anti-inflammatory. And so how that works for the respiratory system is...
Excuse me, you mean you're not using table salt?
No, this is the pink salt.
Wow.
Yes. And so it works like a toothbrush in your small airway, because anti-inflammatory, as you all know, or inflammation, is the source of a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
Stress causes inflammation. You have all of your respiratory problems that cause inflammation. So the salt opens up your airways, and it gets that mucus up and out a lot quicker than other modalities. Once again, you want to always stay on your doctor's orders of medication, but this is something that also helps and gives you that relief. I've had people come in with sinusitis, and literally when they come out of the cave, their nose is running, everything's coming out.
And talking about inflammatory, what about muscles and injuries?
Yes.
Does that have an impact?
It does help a bit with the arthritis that I have heard from people.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly what I do get is more from the whole respiratory system.
Right. Okay.
As far as people that have asthma, allergies, the common cold, bronchitis, COPD, cystic fibrosis, sinusitis, ear infections, and smoker's cough. It also helps with skin, because once again, with that anti-inflammatory process. A lot of people come in and they'll go into the sauna and they'll get detox in there, which is very, 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 very warm. And then they'll go into the cave. And when they come out, their skin is glowing. They run right to the mirror and they look at their skin.
Sounds good to me.
And just one other point with regard to the respiratory system is that my sister works with me as well. And in June, we started talking to each other about our allergies. And we both realized that we had not started taking our allergy medication. So we've both been off two of our allergy medications, and we just realized it once we started talking about it.
Is there too much time you can spend in there, or if you wanted a double session?
I have someone who comes. He has unlimited membership, and he sometimes stays for double membership. Double session.
Right.
I have two physicians who use this for stress relief. And they come in, and sometimes they'll stay, depending on how busy they've been, for the double sessions as well.
See, what I don't understand is why, if people know about it, they don't try it once. What's the big deal?
Because it's new. It's the unknown. And we all know that a lot of people are afraid of the unknown. However, I will say that I'm very impressed with the community and how they have opened up to it. And every age, every background... And I do have a lot of men that come in. A lot of guys from Wall Street come in on a Friday before they go home to de-stress. It's incredible the different uses that we're seeing. We have private parties. We have ladies' night. We have corporate meetings. We have events. We have people come into the cave, couples and friends, and then we'll put them on the water taxi and we'll send them off to one of the restaurants on the water in Manhasset Bay. So we go from the fun... to the health, we do everything
there.
To the fabulous, we do everything. We have a detox sauna, infrared sauna. We've got hot hand and foot detox. which is, that's pretty crazy as well. You put your feet on hot salt bricks, your hands on the domes, and you start sweating. Some people don't sweat. Those are the ones that are ultra healthy, who have really good eating habits. And then the mom sitting next to them, who just had McDonald's the night before, well, she's really sweating.
Sue, this is just, I mean, sounds wonderful, but I know you had mentioned during break, and the fact is we are Project Independence, and our audience tends to be 60 and over,
yes.
A lot of residents in North Hempstead. So you were talking a little bit about World War II.
Yes.
And what's the connection to World War II and the salt?
So what they found during World War II was there's a doctor who was following the people that had to hide in the caves. And he noticed that these people were in the salt caves in Poland. And he noticed that after they came out, their respiratory systems were not affected at all from all the bombings and everything, from hiding in the salt caves. In 1838, that's really where the first health spa for salt opened in Poland by a physician. So it really does go very far back.
Right,
Europe.
World War II, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So World War II had the people in the caves. In 1958, there was another spa that opened up in a salt mine in Wilczek, Poland. In 1964, the caves in Poland expanded. And their caves still exist in Krakow, Poland. You can go and visit, and they're literally cathedrals that are built in these salt mines. And all of the staff that works there, their skin is just magnificent. I have several of my clients that have been to the caves in Krakow, Poland. So the history goes way, way back. The monks used to take two pieces of salt bricks and rub them over their patients who had pulmonary problems, and they would inhale the small salt particles.
Fascinating.
And it would help open up their lungs. The bottom line is anti-inflammatory. We know growing up that when your feet didn't hurt, you soaked your feet in Epsom salt. When you had a sore throat, you gargled with salt water.
Yeah.
When your nose is clogged, you put saline in your nose. That's all the same salt, by the way, that we use to atomize into the room. Everything that all the salt that the pharmaceutical companies use, that's what we're using to atomize into the room that it was already built with salt. So inflammation is the key, and we need to get behind that with our diet. We have to get behind it with everything we're doing as far as causes of that inflammation.
But what you also have to do is have more people have more people know about you.
Yes, yes.
This is, you know, I'm a busybody. Mm-hmm. It's called Yenta. And I didn't know that we had salt caves.
Yeah.
And I'm in and out of Port Washington all the time.
Yeah. It's we're getting out there. We do our advertising. This month I'm featured in Port Washington Magazine, so that'll be out as well. It'll probably reach more and more people. We do go to the senior center in Port Washington, and a lot of the women start coming in from there, and they are addicted. They love it.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, let me know if you ever want someone to guide a yoga class in one of your salt caves. I'd be happy to do it.
We do meditation in the cave.
You do? I do meditation.
We do Reiki in the cave every Friday at 12 o'clock.
Reiki practitioner.
Yeah. It's great.
And
it's great.
How are you
going on right now, as a matter of fact.
How are you dressed in the cave?
You wear street clothes. You can wear clothes that you're going to wear to dinner if you'd like. You can wear anything that you want.
Oh, they don't come out wilted.
No, you will not come out. Your hair will be fine. Your makeup will be fine. You will just come out with a little bit of a little energy in your step, and you will feel amazing. And at dinner, you will all of a sudden get this energy, and everybody starts talking. And I've seen it over and over and over. It's really
What is the cost? What are the rates? I know you have like a membership,
yes.
And then you can do one time. Mm-hmm. Do you do Groupons?
Yes.
What are the rates?
We the industry standard is $45 for 45 minutes.
Okay.
The seniors are $30 for 45 minutes.
So seniors get a discount.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, I love being
a senior.
There
you go.
Yes. Vets, firefighters, police officers are discounted as well, and students are discounted. We have group rates. We have businesses that come in, they want to rent the cave out for themselves. We can set that up as well. We have different groups like Girl Scouts, and of course, we always lower the rates for different local organizations.
What are the hours?
The hours are varied. We're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. Sundays are open from 10 to 11 to 4. Wednesdays and Thursdays are open late till 8 o'clock at night. Tuesdays are open till 5. So just give us a call. We're at www.portsaltcave.com for any other information that you'd like to look up. You can always give us a call and ask any questions that you might have.
Did they go in? So would you go in at 1 o'clock and then you stay for 1:45 and
yes.
then the next session's 2 o'clock?
Exactly.
And you can't come in the middle
That's
or
exactly
be late?
It. Okay. We do not open the door. The reason being is because the salt that's being atomized into the room, you don't want to open the door and lose that. You want to sit there and be able to breathe that salt in.
And how many people can fit into the room at once?
I don't like to pack a lot of people into the room. Generally, for public, when we're open to the public, we'll have like 8 people at the max. We can fit 12 to 14 in.
Right.
And we do have a meditation by Pauline Capaldo, and she is booked every month to the max. Sometimes we put 12 to 14 in the room with the understanding that we don't generally do that to the public for a general payment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Do you have specials too? Like,
yes.
What's like the one, like if you want to be a member, unlimited?
Right. So we have a monthly membership, which is recurring charge, just like a gym membership.
Right.
Which is $135 a month. So it's your fourth week is free. So we do have a lot of people that have chronic asthma, people with sinusitis in the winter especially, that will use that program. We also sell sessions, 3 sessions, 5 sessions, 10 sessions. We also have the detox, hand and foot. So we do have combination packages for people that want to spend a little time.
Do you have anything where somebody can pay, of course, but come in and try it before they decide if it's for them or not?
At this time right now, we don't have a trial because it is 45 minutes. And there would be, you know, other people.
Yeah.
But once again, I'm very local. I've been in Port Washington for 26 years.
You know what?
So,
I hate to interrupt, but we are coming up to 30 seconds. And before you leave, just why don't you let the audience know what your phone number is, the phone number? And
my phone number at Port Salt Cave on Inspiration Wharf is 516-439-4820. We also have a great boutique at the cave. It has salt lamps. We have all kinds of salt products, beautiful jewelry. My sister makes a lot of the jewelry, and it's just really nice to walk around and check everything out.
Well, Sue, it's been great, very interesting. We may have to have you back and get some more of this information. I know Sabina had questions, but at this time we have to go. We'll be right back, and stay tuned for our next segment.